This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Confronting Omicron.
It is clearly here in at least 15 states.
Michigan shooting investigation.
Will there be liability on the part of the school?
Remembering Bob Dole.
I always thought of him as the Bob Hope of the Senate.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Daily COVID cases in this country now top 100,000 for the first time since October, rising during the holidays. Most are still from the Delta variant, but the Omicron variant has been found in at least 15 states. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky on ABC's This Week on the effort to modify vaccines.
They're already in conversations about streamlining the authorization of this, of an Omicron-specific vaccine, partially because much of the vaccine is actually exactly the same, and really it would just be that mRNA code that would have to change.
CBS's Charlie Daggett in London has the latest on new travel restrictions that call for a COVID test within 24 hours of a flight to the U.S.
Before heading back home to Wyoming, Sue and Bill Lee had to make an emergency stop at a London clinic after the CDC dropped the new rules about testing.
It was nothing. It was very easy to do.
But like other U.S. travelers, they found themselves in a hurry-up offense after last week's White House announcement. That used to be a 72-hour test before flying, leaving Americans to wonder where, when, and exactly how to get tested.
In the Michigan school shooting investigation, the parents of the suspect faced charges, and attention is focused on whether school officials did all they could beforehand. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
If the parents know that they bought a gun and they may know that they didn't secure it, the child has a backpack. Why wouldn't you look? The school may not have known. The school needs reasonable suspicion in order to look in that backpack.
President Biden plans to speak tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin amid concerns that Moscow could order an invasion of Ukraine as soon as next month. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
Biden administration officials are expressing deep concern about the evidence that Russia may be preparing for a military invasion. And the president's going into his call with the Russian leader with something he doesn't always get here in Washington, bipartisan support. White House officials say direct conversation between the two leaders is essential at a time of high tension like this. And this will be the first direct conversation between the two presidents since July.
Well, President Biden says Bob Dole had an unerring sense of integrity and honor. Former President George W. Bush said Dole was a good man who represented the finest of American values. Dole, the longtime Kansas senator, Republican presidential nominee, and World War II hero, died yesterday at 98.
Just about everybody identifies Bob Dole with the way things used to be. You would fight it out on the political campaign trail, but once the election was over, you came together for the country, you tried to reach reasonable compromises.
Political scientist Larry Sabato says Dole was serious on policy, but displayed a sharp sense of humor in Washington. CBS's Dr. David Agus was on Dole's Hill's medical team and says he really wanted to overcome a recent cancer diagnosis and make it to 100.
Every time we spoke is, am I going to get there? He was actually planning the seating chart for that 100th birthday party. And to him, birthday parties were amazing monumental events. And you look at what he had gone through the war and after, and obviously he was thankful to be alive and to accomplish what he did.
Overseas, military rulers in Myanmar have hit Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi with a 4-year prison term. She's been held on a variety of charges since a coup ousted her 10 months ago.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
There's more to the Chris Cuomo story. He was fired by CNN over the weekend for doing more than first thought to help his brother fend off sexual harassment charges. Now, as CBS's Matt Piper tells us, a woman is making allegations about him.
Attorney Deborah Katz says she told CNN of new sexual harassment allegations from a client of hers on Wednesday. She says her client was the victim of serious sexual misconduct by Chris Cuomo and wants to remain anonymous. Katz says she was in discussions with CNN about providing evidence of the allegations and making her client available for an interview with CNN's outside counsel.
It's alleged the behavior took place before Cuomo worked at CNN. A Tennessee appeals court has ordered a new trial for a black man who was convicted by an all-white jury that deliberated in a room filled with a portrait of Jefferson Davis and other Confederate memorabilia. Tim Gilbert was convicted of assault and other charges. Well, things got bad last week for workers at Better.com during a Zoom call with the CEO.
If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group being laid off. Your employment here is terminated. Effective immediately.
900 workers, about 9% of the company's workforce, let go in that Zoom call. A survey out today from the National Association for Business Economics has sharply raised inflation forecasts. The panel of experts expecting a 6% rise in prices this quarter. 87% blame supply chain problems as the major reason. Well, Negro League legend Buck O'Neill is among six new inductees into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Also picked Gil Hodges, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Jim Cott, and Bud Fowler. It was a glittering night in Washington, D.C., the Kennedy Center honors.
After 2020's show was replaced by a scaled-down ceremony, the Kennedy Center honors played out before President Joe Biden and a fully vaccinated audience. Singer Ellie Goulding performing one of honoree Joni Mitchell's many hits. Singer Justino Diaz, Motown founder Berry Gordy, Bette Midler, and Saturday Night Live Supremo Lorne Michaels also honored at a gala event President Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump, famously skipped during his White House years, host David Letterman.
Tonight, it is quite nice to see the presidential box once again being occupied.
Which did not spare Mr. Biden a jab from comedian Michael Che.
It's intimidating doing jokes in front of President Biden. I keep having to remind myself that there's no way he's still awake right now, is it?
At a White House reception, Mr. Biden thanked all honorees, past and present, for sharing their gifts with a grateful world. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's normally quiet at the movie theater box office the weekend after Thanksgiving. This year was no exception.
On the menu at the movies, Leftovers.
Casita.
Disney's Encanto repeats at number one with just $12 million in ticket sales. Ghostbusters Afterlife and the much maligned House of Gucci take the second and third spots.
It's chic.
But the big surprise...
Joseph, I can't keep looking. He's coming.
Fathom, which isn't a movie, but an episode of a faith-based streaming series focused on the birth of Jesus. It came in fourth, grossing $4.1 million in limited release. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Actor Tom Holland confirms he's trading in his Spider-Man suits for a top hat and tails. He's going to play Fred Astaire in an upcoming biopic. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.